Hi, Ragini here, and welcome to Module 5, Part 2. And this is a huge surprise, because what you're going to find out in this section is the real obstacle is not what you think. This is one of the most exciting and freeing parts of the entire six-step process. So let's look at what I think is a very cool thing. The obstacles, blocks, and resistances that you just pinpointed in the previous video are not the actual problem. Well, what does that mean? Well, I think this is the coolest thing ever, because the real problem now that you're able to see is the heightened emotional charge that you feel about that obstacle. The reason that you marked it, the reason you checked it, is because you have a heightened emotional charge on that experience, and you do not want to have it. And this is the coolest thing to realize, because here's the reason why: you now have the power to get rid of the obstacle in your own hands. All right? If it's the heightened emotional charge, you're the one who has the power to then get rid of that obstacle rather than what is outside of you. So the coolest thing here is the obstacle rests inside of you, not outside of you. It is not external. And if it is inside of you, then you have the power to do something about it. The power is yours. This is so cool. To eliminate any obstacle that you identify, if, and this is the key thing, this is the shift in viewpoint, this is the freeing perception, you have the power to eliminate the obstacles if the true obstacle is the way you feel about what you thought was the problem. That is so very cool. So the next question is, what determines how you feel? An important question. Well, you probably guessed already, your point of view determines how you feel. Your perspective about what you thought was the obstacle determines how you feel. The story you tell yourself about the obstacle that you thought was the problem determines how you feel. And the direction filter influences how you feel, because if it's pleasant, the direction filter will push you towards it. And if it's unpleasant, the direction filter will push you to avoid it. The power of your viewpoint toward the obstacle, the block, or the resistance can increase the emotional charge or decrease the emotional charge. The power is in your viewpoint to make the emotional charge higher or to decrease it. So if the real obstacle is the heightened emotional charge and your viewpoint can change that, well, then the freedom to get someplace new rests in your hands. And a heightened emotional charge is a problem because it clouds your clarity and you cannot see the actual obstacle or situation or circumstance clearly. You can't get any distance from the unpleasantness or the confusion of the situation with a heightened emotional charge being the way you perceive it. And this heightened emotional charge makes everything that's going on all about you. And it deletes from your awareness any other input that has to do with other people, learning, different levels of reality, your spiritual evolution, your personal growth, all gone, because all you want to do is get away from that pain and suffering. That's it. And that's the problem. The mind's eye viewpoint plays a huge role here, okay? Because the mind's eye viewpoint is driven by the direction filter. It tells you clearly avoid the painful emotions and grab the pleasurable emotions. And you know as well as I do that that can get you from the frying pan into the fire. It's trite, but very true. And the mind's eye viewpoint heightens the emotional charge, whether your emotional charge is agonizing or takes you into the heights of ecstasy. It doesn't matter, because either way, that is the mind's eye viewpoint. Now, your mystic's eye viewpoint frees you to perceive and accept within that obstacle the elements of impermanence, the facticity of opposites, and paradox. And this capacity catapults you to an expanded or higher level of consciousness that is bigger and larger and is encompassing more and more of what you could not see before because of the heightened emotional charge. The mystic's eye viewpoint actually eliminates the perception of a problem. What does that leave you? Simply a situation to be managed. So when people tell you they don't have any problems, they're not saying they don't have any situations that they have to deal with. They're simply saying that they don't perceive the situation as a problem. And in our model, that is determined by which of your eyes you are using, your mind's eye or your mystic's eye. And how do you manage the situation? Using the practical wisdom that you've been gathering about impermanence, the facticity of opposites, and paradox. Okay, so here's your homework for this little section. What do you now know is the actual problem? Why is this the coolest thing ever? And where does your power to shift things really reside? How is your viewpoint relevant to your emotions? What does the actual problem produce in your behavior? And what's the difference between your mind's eye view and the view as seen from your mystic's eye? Okay, have fun. Enjoy learning all there is to learn in here about yourself, and I will see you in the next video. Much love.